And this is the last of the real neat stories about Daniel. I ought to have had it all found when I was up here. We've 4 weeks now? We've been listening to stories of Daniel and all the real familiar stories about Daniel. And this is kind of the last one. It takes a decided turn after homecoming. We'll be coming back and we'll be looking at the other side of Daniel, which is... what is the other side? Oh, the other side is the prophecy, the apocalypse. And Stephanie was looking forward to bringing to us the other side of Daniel because she's writing a significant paper on apocalyptic writings. And she's very much into that. But when Laura was unable to be with us today, and Laura was going to do the Daniel 6, the story of Daniel in the lion's den, and then Stephanie was going to do the apocalypse after homecoming, but Stephanie said she would step in, and we're looking forward to it anyway, even though it may not have that scholarly bent that you're so much into right now. But let me go ahead and read to you the story of Daniel. Now, Stephanie is primarily interested in the first 10 verses of this, but I've got a little children's sermon that kind of was hoping that the kids would listen to the whole story, so I'm going to read the whole story and bear with me. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 satraps, these are leaders, stationed throughout the whole kingdom, and over them three presidents, including Daniel. And to these the satraps gave accounts so that the king might suffer no loss. Soon Daniel distinguished himself above all the other presidents and satraps because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king planned to appoint him over the whole kingdom. So the presidents and the satraps tried to find grounds for complaint against Daniel in connection with the kingdom. But they could find no grounds for complaint or any corruption because he was faithful. And no negligence or corruption could be found in him. The men said, "We shall not find any ground for complaint against this Daniel unless we find it in connection with the law of his God." So the presidents and satraps conspired and came to the king and said to him, "O King Darius, live forever. All the presidents of the kingdom, the prefects and the satraps, the counselors and the governors are agreed that the king should establish an ordinance and enforce an interdict that whoever prays to anyone, divine or human, for 30 days, except to you, O king, shall be thrown into a den of lions. Now, O king, establish the interdict and sign the document so that it cannot be changed, according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which cannot be revoked. Therefore, King Darius, sign the document and interdict." Now, although Daniel knew that the document had been signed, he continued to go to his house, which had windows in its upper room, open toward Jerusalem, and to get down on his knees three times a day to pray to his God and praise him, just as he had done previously. The conspirators came and found Daniel praying and seeking mercy before his God, and then they approached the king and said concerning the interdict, "O king, did you not sign an interdict that anyone who prays to anyone, divine or human, within 30 days, except to you, O king, shall be thrown into a den of lions?" And the king answered, "The thing stands fast according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which cannot be revoked." And then they responded to the king, "Daniel, one of the exiles from Judah, pays no attention to you, O king, or to the interdict you have signed, but he is saying his prayers three times a day." But when the king heard the charge, he was very much distressed. He was determined to save Daniel, and until the sun went down, he made every effort to rescue him. And then the conspirators came to the king and said to him, "Know, O king, that it is a law of the Medes and Persians that no interdict or ordinance that the king establishes can be changed." And then the king gave the command, and Daniel was brought and thrown into the den of lions. The king said to Daniel, "May your God, whom you faithfully serve, deliver you." A stone was brought and laid on the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet and with the signet of his lords, so that nothing might be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went to his palace and spent the night fasting. No food was brought to him, and sleep fled from him. Then, at break of day, the king got up and hurried to the den of lions. And when he came near the den where Daniel was, he cried out anxiously to Daniel, "O Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you faithfully serve, been able to deliver you from the lions?" Daniel then said to the king, "O king, live forever. My God sent his angel and shut the lions' mouths so that they would not hurt me, because I was found blameless before him and also before you, O king. I have done no wrong." Then the king was exceedingly glad and commanded that Daniel be taken up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no kind of harm was found on him, because he had trusted in his God. And the king gave a command, and those who had accused Daniel were brought and thrown into the den of lions, they, their children, and their wives. And before they reached the bottom of the den, the lions overpowered them and broke all their bones in pieces. And then King Darius wrote to all peoples and nations of every nation language throughout the whole world, "May you have abundant prosperity. I make a decree that in all my royal dominion people shall tremble and fear before the God of Daniel. For he is the living God, enduring forever. His kingdom shall never be destroyed, and his dominion has no end. He delivers and rescues. He works signs and wonders in heaven and on earth. For he has saved Daniel from the power of the lions."